So this morning, we are going to look at questions that I could have said questions Luna asked me on holiday. So I wonder if you can guess, if we could have the next slide, please. Any ideas what the question is? Any ideas what she asked me? It's a fantastic question. It's a question that actually took me completely by surprise. Okay, we better have the second slide. I've gone out of order. Okay, it doesn't matter. If you read, put Revelation 9:11 back on. Any clue what question she asked me? Because that's where those names came from, sorry?
Yeah, who is Satan?
Almost. Let's have the next slide. Any idea what question she asked me? Who was the devil? Close?
Lucifer?
Sorry?
Lucifer?
Luna, can you remember the question you asked me?
Yeah.
Go on then. That's the question she asked me. What a question. Is the devil real? Isn't that come from a young granddaughter? Is the devil real? And I think we all need to look at that question. Because we sometimes ignore the devil. We think, he has no influence and he has nothing to do with our lives. So this morning we're going to look at the question that Luna asked me, is the devil real? And so, in the sort of discussion, if we can have the next slide, please, this is what we're going to look at. Is the devil real? What does he look like? Where does he live? What does he do? So we're going to look at the Bible and look at some of and try and get some answers to these important questions. Now the first one is difficult, isn't it? Does anybody know the answer to the first one? What does the devil look like? Well, does he have a forked tail and holding a big fork and got horns? And is that what he looks like? Does anybody know what he looks like? So the answer is, we don't know what he looks like, but I'm going to tell you the answer. He is very, very real. And what I'm going to do, we're going to look at some verses this morning and just look at some verses that will hopefully tell us how real he is and what our attitude to him should be. So let's have Matthew 4:1, please. Then Jesus, led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. I was going to get more children involved. So you don't mind helping me this morning, do you? So what does the devil do? What did he do with Jesus? It's not difficult. There's no catching. He tempts. See, that's what he does. He tempts. And I want to tell you, only a real person, only someone who has got a personality and is real, can tempt. This table can't tempt me. This microphone can't tempt me. He has to be real to tempt. I'm not going to go into any depth this morning. I'm just going to put some little things out this morning for us to grass, and if you want to go further, please do so. And the next one, Matthew 4:5. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. If you're going to take someone, you've got to be
real.
You have, haven't you? This, whatever this is now called, that can't take me anywhere. It can't lead me by the hand. It can't follow. So Satan is very real. Luke 4:2-3. But I think on the slide it says Matthew 4:2-3. I typed the wrong thing in. Yeah. For 40 days, being tempted by the devil, he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command the stone to become bread." What does that tell us about the devil being real?
He can talk.
He can talk. Can that chair talk? It's not a trick question. Can that tree... Oh, actually, some people might say yes, so maybe that's not... maybe that's not a good illustration. But Satan can talk. So Satan is very, very real. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. There's a lot of Bible we've got this morning. Would somebody just like to read that one for us?
The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders.
Okay, so what does this real person, what can he do? What can he do? What can he perform? That's it. Isn't that important that once you know Satan is real, Satan can talk, Satan can lead, Satan can perform signs, wonders, and miracles. So that follows that not every miracle is from God. Not everything miraculous happens has its source in God, because Satan can do them as well. See, Jesus said, by their fruit you will know them. So when you see these people on the TV doing miracles, signs and wonders, you need to know a bit about the person, what they believe, what their life is like. There was a gentleman, I forget where he was, it was a few years ago, God TV covered this fantastic revival. And people went out and said, well, a wonderful prophet of God. Then they found out that during the revival, he was committing adultery and was an alcoholic. You see, by their fruits, you will know them. And yet there were signs and wonders in his meetings. Satan can perform them. And we, as God's people, we need discernment. We need not just think, oh, that's fantastic, that's wonderful. It has to be God. Satan is real, and Satan is a counterfeit. Satan will do anything to deceive. You know those first words we had up from Revelation? Actually, those words just mean he's a destroyer. And his aim is to destroy people's lives through sin and through deception. So he's real. He is a real threat to the people of God. If we're not discerning. Can we have the next one, please? And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. He's a real force. And it's something I believe that the people of God, followers of Christ, should be aware of, that he can disguise himself. I think we have the phrase, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Have I said that right? I think I have. He can disguise himself as something good. He can disguise himself as something right. Because he wants to kill. He wants to destroy. He wants to rob. Because he's real. He's a real threat to the people of God who do not discern, who do not weigh things up. He is an angel of light. When I was at work, we used to, there was a problem, not so much now, I believe, but in the olden days, eh? In the olden days, when we had proper paper money, it was really difficult to tell the truth from the counterfeit. We had pens with a special light. But I want to say, before I left, they were really, really, really good. The paper felt like paper. They got the silver strip in. They even managed to get the hologram in. They were that good at counterfeiting the real. I want to say, in these days, which I believe you can call the last days, Satan is getting brilliant at counterfeiting the truth. And I will tell you this, error, his error now probably contains 90% truth, 10% error, but it makes it all error, if you understand my maths. You can have 90% truth, 10% error, but that makes all the message error. If it's a false gospel with a false Jesus. Satan is real. Satan is a deceiver. Satan is a destroyer. Satan is a thief. And Satan wants to kill, destroy the life that Christ died to give you. And we should really be on our guard. Next one, please. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing in the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. He's real. What does he do? What is one of his main aims? What does he do? What does Paul say he does?
Blindness.
Yeah. So, there's something we can do. Pray that our eyes are open. Pray, because I want to say, I was going to leave this to the end. He is defeated. On the cross, Christ defeated him. But he still has a certain amount of authority, certain amount of power. That's why he's called the God of this world. But we need to pray that people can understand and people can see. And you don't get the understanding by visiting a library. You don't get that understanding by a college or university. You only get your eyes opened by the Holy Spirit revealing the truth to you. So let's pray for the eyes to be opened, for the Holy Spirit to give understanding and revelation. And then we can see the deceitfulness of Satan, because he is real. He's not just a figment of someone's imagination. Next slide, please. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown. What does he do?
Steals.
Sorry?
Steals.
He steals. And what's he stealing? What's he trying to prevent? He's trying to, that's right, he's trying, because he's so real. When you hear the word of God, the Holy Spirit gives you some understanding. What does he want to do? He wants to prevent you making it part of your life. He wants to prevent you walking in the truth. He wants to prevent you from walking and living in the Spirit. So what does he do? He snatches it. It doesn't, so the word is not allowed to get any roots into your life. James says that the Bible is like the mirror, and you look into it, and the devil just wants to stop you getting the truth about you and what you need to do. He doesn't want you to be rooted and built up in him. He just wants shallow believers. And therefore we can pray. See, when we know the devil is real, when we know what he can do, we can pray that this doesn't happen when we hear the word of God. We can pray that the Holy Spirit makes the word alive in us so that we walk it and we live it by this Holy Spirit who gives us the power and enables us. You know, I did hesitate about doing this. I don't like giving honor and glory, anything to the devil. That's where we're going to end up with what Christ did on the cross. To know that we have in him. But I also, to answer Luna's question, is he real? Yes, he is. Next one, please. Okay, let's have somebody else read that for us, please.
Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
Does that sound like a real person? Does that sound like someone who's real? Does that sound like someone who's got an agenda? Does that sound like someone who's got a motive? Does that sound like someone who wants to do something to God's people? He's very real, folks. But did you notice he's like a roaring lion? Over God's people, his power is limited. Did you know in the book of Job, Satan was only allowed to do what God permitted? And I want to say this morning, that he is, if you've heard the word of God, if you've not got the word of God in you, if you're not living and walking by the Spirit, you become an easy prey for him. That's why it's important to get in the word. That's why it's important for the Holy Spirit to make it alive to you. That's why it's important to walk and live and be rooted in him. Because there's a reality called the devil who wants to devour you. He wants you for his lunch and your tea and breakfast. He wants to destroy the life that God has given you. I'm not saying that he can actually destroy your salvation. But he can destroy you living in victory. He can destroy you living the life that Christ died for you to have. And sometimes we can think that we can just go through emotions and go to this meeting, that meeting, and live our lives as we please. That's why Paul says, can I sin and sin and sin? Knowing, this is my paraphrase, can I just keep on sinning knowing that God is full of grace and forgive me? Paul says, no. Because there's an enemy who is a real person. And he doesn't want you to live for Christ. He doesn't want you to be a powerful witness. He doesn't want you to be an ambassador. He doesn't want you to be a fisher of men. And I want to say this. He's not really bothered with Christians who are not bothered in sharing the gospel. But he is bothered of followers of Christ who do. And he wants to seek them out. Next one, please. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them night and day before our God. What does he do, this real person? What does he do? What does he do? What's he doing? He accuses. He's an accuser. He goes to God and he says, you never guess what Mel did yesterday. Or he might go, never guess what Reuben got up to, or Estella, or Eddie, or John. You'll never... Oh. And the father replied to him, the blood of my son covers all their sin. Because this is not my... I'm quoting, I don't know whoever said this. When Satan reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. Christ's blood covers all your sin. But he accuses the brethren. Those who walk, those who live in the Spirit, those whose lives are given over to Christ, he will accuse night and day. Now, one of the questions I asked is, where does he live? So where does he live? We've had two Bible verses that helps us. Where is he? Where is Satan? Yeah. On earth and where else? Isn't that amazing? That he can be in front of God accusing you and he can be on the earth seeking those who devour. And I'm not going to get into this and I haven't got the scripture down, but a day is coming when he is banned for 1,000 years. Then he gets released and he ends up in the lake of fire. That's his future. And can I say, as believers in Christ, we should not fear him. We should not be in awe of him. We should not give him any kind of glory or honor, but we should acknowledge his existence and acknowledge that Christ conquered him on the cross. And his final destination is the lake of fire. Where's your final destination? With him? Or with God's people. We don't speak about these things often enough. I'm just trying to think where I am. Sorry? Thank you. Yes, we'll have that one, please. He knows more than me. He knows where I was. Okay. Somebody read that for me, please. Okay, this is Paul speaking, and this is Paul's commission. And isn't it wonderful, look, to open their eyes, the eyes that have been sort of blinded by the enemy, by this real devil. Paul's mission was to open eyes so that they can turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. Isn't that wonderful? No wonder Charles Wesley cried, and can it be? that I should gain. Because the Holy Spirit comes, opens eyes, and once we're in the power of Satan, now we're in the power of God. And I want to say there is no fence. There is nothing in the middle. You're either in the kingdom of Satan or the kingdom of God. And if you're in the kingdom of God, Satan is still trying to destroy the life that God has given you. But isn't that a wonderful verse? He has a power and his authority over those who don't belong to Christ. But once you are transferred from the kingdom of light into the kingdom of from the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom. This is good news, folks. Let's have the next one, please. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to do what? To? Against what? That's why I got these little pictures, for them to colour in. The armour of God. He's provided us with protection. Isn't that? I mean, I've heard sermons on the schemes of the devil. I ain't going to go into that this morning. Yes, he's got schemes. Yes, he's got plans. But I want to tell you, if you're in Christ, if you've got the armour of Christ, praying in the Spirit, believing the Word, he can't touch you. He can't touch you because you've got the seal of the Holy Spirit. You belong to Christ. Maybe I should rephrase that he can only touch you if you give. The Bible said you can give space to the devil. There used to be a song that used to be sung years ago, and it used to say, Satan has no authority here. He only has authority if you are continually, deliberately sinning. You give Satan authority. But come to Christ, ask him to forgive you. Because Satan should have nothing on the people of God. Christ has done it all on the cross. Isn't that wonderful news? You know, I'm rather glad that Luna asked me that question. It had me, shall I tell you, when she asked me, the first day of the holiday was Friday. And that's when she asked me the question, the very first day of the holiday. And I've been thinking about this all week. When I went for walks and that, I was thinking about that question. In fact, she's asked me three questions. And we won't have time to look at all three. Wonderful questions that she asked me. I think we're going to stop there. We're going to sing another song, and it should be the next one on the list. Is that In Christ Alone? Can we sing that, please?